Job again took up his discourse and said, as God lives, who has taken away my right? And the Almighty, who has embittered my soul? For as long as life is in me, and the breath of God is in my nostrils, my lips certainly will not speak unjustly, nor will my tongue mutter deceit. Far be it from me that I should declare you right. Until I die, I will not give up my integrity. Any of my days, may my enemy be as the wicked, and my opponent as the criminal. For what is the hope of the godless when he makes an end of life, when God requires his life? Will God hear his cry when distress comes upon him? Or will he take pleasure in the Almighty? Will he call on God at all times? I will instruct you in the power of God. What is with the Almighty? I will not conceal. Behold, all of you have seen it. Why then do you talk of nothing?
This is the portion of a wicked person from God, and the inheritance which tyrants receive from the Almighty. Though his sons are many, they are destined for the sword, and his descendants will not be satisfied with bread. His survivors will be buried because of the plague, and their widows will not be able to weep. Though he piles up silver like dust and prepares garments as plentiful as the clay, he may prepare it, but the righteous will wear it, and the like the spider's web, or a hut which the watchman has made. He lies down rich, but never again.